From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, welcome back. Settle in for today's question. A coworker took credit for my idea. What should I do? You know, it often happens like this. You're in a meeting, kicking around ideas. You share a suggestion, a concept, a notion. People talk, some about your idea, and then others veer off in a different direction. At some point, a coworker revisits your suggestion without acknowledging you as the source. Somebody else says, "Yes, and before you know it, your idea is getting traction, and someone else is getting credit for it, and you are fuming. So what should you do? Well, some people stay quiet and they stew about it. They feel ripped off and disregarded. It affects their morale and their motivation. Why share ideas if they're going to be ripped off, right? Well, let me suggest that that's not the best approach. It's built on anger, which isn't fun to wallow in and not healthy. Instead, the next time it happens to you, try this. Let's say it's Jim who revisits or reframes your idea, and people are saying, "Yeah, Jim, you know, we could probably get that done under budget," or, "You know, Jim, I think you've got something there." It's at that moment that you simply say, "Oh, Jim, I'm so glad you picked up on my suggestion. You know, when I mentioned it earlier, I was hoping people would buy in." And then you add more detail to your idea, something like, "Now here's where I'm coming from on this. We could," and then you go on. What you are doing is correcting the record without assuming the worst of everyone else. It's possible that Jim intended to rip you off, but unless he's a serial idea stealer, chances are he could have just felt he was building on a team's idea and may have even forgotten who gave birth to it. This whole challenge of having ideas hijacked is common conversation among women in the workplace. They often feel their ideas get less support in meetings, but then men restate them and get the credit. It's important for anyone, women and men alike, to give and get credit where it is due. Here are a few things to ensure you help cultivate a culture of appropriate credit. Number one, make credit giving a habit in conversations, in emails, and messages. Take time to cite the source of a good idea. It's great feedback for people. Number two, tell people why you give credit. Find appropriate moments to talk about the value of appreciation of authorship. So in a meeting, you might say, "Let me point out that we wouldn't be getting this new software if Jose hadn't proposed that second vendor. You know, your ideas have really helped us, so let's make sure we give full credit to you for speaking up." Number three, don't apologize or downsize your own idea as you give it. Women are known to fall into this trap, saying things like, "This may be a dumb idea," or, "Somebody else probably thought of this already," or, "Don't laugh, but I think..." Now, it may be done out of a well-intentioned effort to appear collaborative or not be seen as bossy, but it sets the speaker up to be disregarded and the idea to be seen as less well-formed. It can set the stage for others to feel perfectly comfortable building on your idea and claiming it. After all, you made it seem like just a tiny seed, and the cultivator who grew it gets the credit. Finally, in meetings, that's number four, do a recap, a next step. It's a perfect time to embed credit in that conversation. Okay, so we're going to take Jamila's idea and start the new process. Next steps, Jamila and Rob, you'll take the lead since Rob had some good thoughts on refining that system as well. Build that culture of credit and appreciation. Your commitment to it can go viral. And if, despite all that, there's a person on your team who knowingly and repeatedly hijacks credit that's due you or others, then it's time for a difficult conversation. I'll share how to do that one in a future podcast. That's Q&A for today. For Loyola University Chicago School of Communications, I'm Jill Geisler.